lines. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And Mark, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features there for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Let's start things out by going right into the phone calls and talk to Blake in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Blake?
Hey, everybody. How's it going?
Great. What's on your mind?
Well, I was listening to the Dan Carlin podcast, and he proposed an interesting question that I want to ask you guys.
Okay, sure.
What is something that you fundamentally believed was wrong? I'll put this in a context for you guys. What if a tiny amount of coercive force was better for humanity? And whatever burden of proof would require for you guys to prove that, how would that change your worldview, and or would you even accept it?
Well, it would certainly change my worldview, but considering that my worldview is based on the principle that initiating force is always wrong in every single instance, would it be somehow possible to prove otherwise? That's hard to imagine because I can't even fathom what that possibly could be. It would be a utilitarian, in some way, violation of that principle. And it seems to me that from all of the research that I've done into the principle and the you know, understanding the concepts of liberty, that there is no turning back from this particular viewpoint. I'd be interested to hear someone's hypothesis or proposal.
My principle. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I was just going to say I'm not actually proposing it. It's just a good hypothetical. Like, you know, maybe not even actual coercive force. Maybe just an arbitrary theoretical threat of it will just keep people in line. I'm not proposing this. I'm just thought it was an interesting discussion.
Yeah, my principle is different than Ian's.
But you don't have one.
I go by the golden rule, which is, you know, I would want to do to other people as I would want them to do to me. And so therefore, yes, you know, in short, if a little bit of coercive force was what it took to make things work the best, you know, if that's what works the best, then I'm for it. I don't believe government works the best. Government works poorly, so that's why I'm against it.
So now, Mark, do you believe in self-defense?
Of course I do.
So then in that case, if you were to initiate that force on someone, and I'm not really sure in what area you're referring to, but
let's talk about roads.
If you were to initiate force on someone and they decided to defend themselves, they would be justified in defending themselves?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I would want to be able to defend myself in that circumstance.
I'm just checking, because if you're saying it's okay to initiate force, I just want to make sure it's okay for someone to return that in kind.
Well, that's what governments are. Governments are bodies that are very difficult to, you know, use force against.
That's true. Julia, did you want to chime in here?
Well, I guess I would feel, I've had different beliefs throughout the years, and they sort of evolved and changed. So I've been wrong and found out that I was wrong in the past, and I imagine I would feel similar and just my viewpoint would change.
I think someone who had the viewpoint of that it's wrong to initiate force on others, who were to somehow turn away from that view, have some issue come up that, you know, I don't know, abortion or something like that, where they feel as though they must initiate force in order to change the world in the way that they think is best, or, you know, in order to get someone to behave in the way that they think they should behave, that shows a lot of hubris, and I think it's just despicable, personally, that particular viewpoint. So, no, I can't really see myself ever turning away from the viewpoint of liberty. There couldn't possibly be anything that would modify that particular view, because it's just so powerful and it's so critical to who I am as a person. I don't know if I've answered your question effectively.
I believe so. Once again, I'm not proposing that this is good or moral, but if it was better for humanity, if humanity functioned better as a result.
But that's your opinion. I mean, I'm not saying you're taking that position, but presuming you were, that would be your opinion that, oh, well, humanity would work better if we just stopped people from taking drugs. Maybe that's true. It may be true, but then you're enforcing your will on others at the point of a gun.
We're not stopping people from taking drugs, though.
Oh,
I mean,
that's the other thing
is that it fails every time.
Right, well, it's a utopian vision. You know, oh, if only everyone were to behave in the way I think they should behave, humanity would be better off. I mean, do I believe that to be the case? I mean, we talk about saving money on this show, for instance. Do I think that humanity would be better off if they understood the principles of savings and debt and, you know, why you shouldn't get into debt if you can avoid it and all of those other common sense understandings? Yeah, humanity would definitely be better off. But is it right in some way to force people to save? If so, then you must support Social Security because that's the idea behind that program. And so it's just... Again, it's just trying to impose one's vision on others at the point of a gun, and I don't see how that could ever be argued. I don't see how I could ever be brought around to understanding that view and be, I guess I understand it, but be brought around to be in favor of it, in favor of pointing weapons and at others, at my neighbors and my friends, and threatening them.
Ian's a liberty zealot.
It's totally anathema to who I am.
Well, I have to agree that it would take a high burden of proof for it to bring me around to that. But if it was, you know, scientifically verifiable or, you know, some whatever the burden of proof would be, I guess I would have to come around to it because I would just a humanitarian in me would want to see people better off. But I don't see that ever happening, though.
But it's not. But you are, even if you could prove, and I think it could be proven that people saving for their future is a good thing, and that you know humanity would be better off as a result of that. You are destroying the whole concept of being humane by forcing them to do that. So you're gutting yourself before you can even get to that utopian destination. I hope that makes sense.
It's a good point. It's an interesting point. Once again. I don't want to come across as a, you know, some jerk. You want to use coercive force and everybody.
No. It's an intellectual discussion, and I totally appreciate you bringing it up, and I hope that we've answered it succinctly for you. And thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. You can't be humane to others by being inhumane in the first place, and by forcing them to behave or do things that you want them to do or think in the way that you want them to think, that's inhumane. You're not respecting their choices as a free, sovereign individual. And that's what liberty is all about. You respect the rights of others to live their lives, even in self-destructive ways that you think are a bad choice, so that in turn, you have the right to live your life in any way that you choose. That's what it's all about. And as soon as you violate that, as soon as you take a step into the world of initiating force on others, then anything's game. Then their vision of the world, they may believe that, you know, I don't know if they have evidence, but it won't matter because you've validated that it's okay to use force to get your way as far as changing other people's behavior. Well, then what if they decide that they think it's just a terrible idea to save money and that everyone should go out and buy beer all weekend long and drink it, and now they're going to force you to go and do that with your free time. Not to say that anyone would ever do that or that weekend beer drinkers would ever be so motivated as to try to enforce that will on others, but it's just the point is, then we'd be right back to where we are today with different interest groups trying to use the tool of government, this violent tool, to enforce their viewpoint and their agenda on everyone else. So one group gets in control of government, in this case the Republicans, you know, they're in control. The Democrats were in control for a little while, now the Republicans are completely in control, and they're not completely in control anymore. Well, whatever, they're forcing their agenda down everyone's throat, and then eventually the tides will turn a little bit, and someone else will force their agenda down everyone's throat, and it's just a despicable cycle of violence that will never end until we can all come to the understanding that it needs to stop.
At what age does this kick in for you? I mean, like for instance, a child touching a hot stove kind of thing. Could you reach out and grab their hand and pull it away from the stove, or is that initiating force? Because it seems like it would be to me.
Well, first of all,
you wouldn't want. I mean, it's completely anathema to the concepts of liberty to reach out and grab their hand when what it is that they want to do with their life is reach out.
That's a pretty pitiful example.
Okay,
because
fine.
You're dealing
let me address
it at least. You're dealing with a child who's in the home, the private property of his or her parents, and therefore they agreed to live by the rules of the parents. One of those rules is you don't put yourself in danger; otherwise, we're going to take you out of that danger.
Okay,
seems reasonable.
What about a person who's blithely walking along and has a bus barreling towards them, doesn't see it? Perhaps they're deaf. Would you, you know, it was all it would take from you as a flying tackle to get them out of the way of the bus. Would you not interfere in their life and what it is that they want to do, which is blithely walk along. That's what they're doing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Would you not do that? Is that initiating force?
That's a fine question. 800-259-9231. Come back and talk about that. And talk to Dave in Ohio. Take your calls as well about whatever's on your mind. If you are someone who has rejected the use of initiated force, is there some way you could be convinced to turn around and re-embrace initiated force? More on the way. This is Free Talk Live. Attention, this is an urgent news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, there's a very real chance you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to beat them at their own game. And above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control. Get relief. Get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
I'm Bobby Ligas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Want to be more popular than Santa at holiday festivities? While you're standing under the mistletoe, wow fellow partiers with this automotive version of the name game. When I come back. Whether it's a classic car or grandma's chocolate chip cookies, I prefer originals. Like the original Scotch Shop towel. Scotch Shop towels are soft, strong, and absorbent. Don't let lookalikes fool you. The original Scotch Shop towels handle tough messes like grease and oil and are durable enough to be used again and again, wet or dry, at home or work. Buy Scotch Shop towels in the blue pop-up box or on a roll. They're an original. Heck with those reindeer games, Rudolph. This automotive name game will impress even Vixen. Fiat isn't the name of a person, but of the Italian company that makes cars. Fabbrica Italiana Automobili Torino, F-I-A-T. Volkswagen is German for people's car. Mercedes, as in Mercedes-Benz, was a daughter of the consul who had rights to sell Daimler's cars in several European countries. And Volvo is Latin for I roll. Now, happy mistletoeing. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is
Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features for free, so enjoy those on us, including the bulletin board system. We've got over 300,000 posts, a lot to talk about there. Serious issues and fun stuff. You'll find it all at bbs.freetalklive.com. And the new Zero Blaster shoots smoke rings up to 12 feet with a blue LED light to light them up. You can get the Zero Blaster, a Mega Blaster, or a Mini Blaster. Get your blaster at ZeroToys.com. That's ZeroToys.com. Talking about the initiation of force and rejecting it out of hand as a principle to live life by. I mean, the fact is, this is how most people live. They don't initiate force on their friends or family members. They don't initiate force on their neighbors and their coworkers. We get along with each other on a voluntary basis. That's why we're civilized, because we aren't initiating force on each other. That's what's, in my opinion, part of what being civilized is all about. But nonetheless, Mark, you're trying to punch holes in that particular viewpoint. And you asked, and let me see if I got this straight, what about somebody who just wants to walk down the middle of the road blithely, was your term?
Well, happens to be walking down the middle of the road blithely.
And a bus is
crossing the street.
And a bus is coming, and you notice, and they don't, or whatever, they get iPod in or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You notice, and you know, you're asking, is it initiation of force to run, jump, and knock that person out of the way, thereby saving their life?
It happens on TV.
Sure. And that, theoretically, it could happen in real life, so let's pretend as though it could. I think that, yes, it would be an initiation of force, one that would probably be wanted by the victim in that particular case, though I would say that you're probably, you as the rescuer or the savior here, would still be taking a risk in that if the person did sustain some damage from your running and tackling them, perhaps they had a, you know, a weak bone condition or something like that you didn't know about, if they sustained some damage to or their head hit the pavement or something like that, you may be found responsible to cover their hospital bills. But as a good Samaritan, perhaps you understood that before you ran up and jumped on them. And secondarily, I would say that, you know, in a truly free market world, it would probably be not according to the road rules to allow people to just simply, you know, walk down the middle of the street. Or you were saying cross the street.
Crossing the street was what I was trying to get across. If I said, I think they were in the middle of the street.
I think that you as the savior would just simply take a risk that that individual may want to take you to arbitration for that.
I don't want
to. And then the arbitrator would decide as to whether or not, you know, something was wrong with that situation or that you owed them or not.
Well, they could have an insurance company that wants to sue you if they you know, said to their insurance company, I got a broken rib, or they whatever damage they then the insurance company could be suing you in order to get the, you know, recompense for that. And I don't want to live in a world where people are financially disincentivized from doing the right thing.
Again, it would all depend on what the arbitrators decided. I mean, if you went in there and most people, and the arbitrators would decide based on market demand. So if you went in and you were taken to arbitration over saving someone's life in that way, and the arbitrator said, well, you know, dude, you wouldn't be standing here if it weren't for Mark rescuing you from the bus. So, you know, we're not going to award you with any money. So I can't predict how the marketplace would respond to that.
Initiating force is okay in that circumstance.
Again, I think that most people would probably thank you for it, but you would risk possibly being taken to arbitration. As a general rule, it should be absolutely refused. But if you can save someone's life by pushing them out of the way of a speeding bus, I mean, that's quite an
exception.
Just
wanted to know whether initiation of force was okay in some circumstances. That's all.
800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. He's making a little stabbing motion in here as though you've gotten me.
I've gotten you.
No, you haven't at all.
All the people that believe in small government are cheering.
This has nothing to do with government. This is an issue that could absolutely be handled in the marketplace, and that's the way it should be handled. 800-259-9231. Julia, you're shaking your head.
I didn't shake my head.
Okay. All right. 800, bring up anything. 259-9231. We go to Dave in Ohio, listening on WAIS. Hello, Dave.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Oh, not much. I could have been a baseball player when I was a kid.
Okay.
And, for medical use, one time I had to take steroids, and from what my understanding was, the baseball players how to use it as medical reasons.
Right. You know, there's different kinds of steroids out there. There's anabolic steroids, and there's I can't even tell you all the different kinds, but there's several different types of steroids. So you may or may not have been taking anabolic steroids.
Yeah.
But, I'm sort of the opinion when we're talking about Wade Boggs. Is that his name?
Barry Bonds.
Barry Bonds, sorry.
Been a handful of guys.
I'm no baseball expert. But as far as I'm concerned, all the baseball players now are benefiting from, you know, antibiotics, for instance. Whereas, you know, when baseball started, you know, in the late 1800s or whatever, and I think they have records from back then, those guys didn't have antibiotics, and therefore they could have caught a cold, gotten pneumonia, and died. So there's all kinds of medicine that has benefited baseball players now. I don't see any reason why they shouldn't be allowed to take anabolic steroids. You know,
if the league decides it shouldn't be allowed, then it shouldn't be allowed. But I don't think the government should step in and make these decisions for their private business.
Right. You say I could have been a pro baseball player, and that's what I was going to do before my knee injury.
And unfortunately, most people never really make it to being a pro anything in regards to sports. Very, very slim chances that you'll ever make it past high school and college and then actually into the big leagues.
I didn't make it past high school because that's when I got my knee injury.
Yeah, and that's what happens with sports. You know, it just most people do end up getting an injury, I think, from what I've seen. And it's just tough, you know.
And they don't have the money to take care of those injuries. Like, you know, basically a football game has been likened to being in two auto accidents every weekend.
My goodness. And I never liked football in high school.
When I was like five, I really, really wanted to be a professional baseball player.
Really?
Yeah.
You also used to want to be an FBI agent.
Yeah,
funny how things change. Dave, thanks for the call, dude. Thank you. 800-259-9231. We go unscreened to the amp line. Who's this?
Hey, this is Matt from Illinois. How are you?
Hey, Matt. What's on your mind?
You guys are just talking about going to arbitration for initiating force. And Mark gave the example of you jumping in and saving somebody's life.
Yeah, in front of a speeding bus or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
When I was 18, back in 1978, for a few months I was a volunteer fireman.
Okay.
And there was a EMT in the department that went out on a call, and a gentleman was having a heart attack, and he initiated CPR. And the man that he was giving CPR to ended up breaking the guy's rib.
Yeah, and it happens a lot when you're giving CPR.
And the guy took him to court and sued him. So we already live in a society where even if you do the right thing, you're ending up in court.
Yeah, I was afraid he was going to come after me with that point.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you just had to bring it up, didn't you?
But this actually happened in the system we have now. Now, if this had been a system where the loser pays and the guy's ribs are broken, and if I'm personally sitting there and I'm a judge or an arbitrator, I'm going to go, look, he saved your life.
Yeah,
you owe him money. You owe me money for my time. And...
Well, now, also, in the case of a more free market situation, you presumably would have, you would have called that person to save your life. You would have an agreement and a contract that could stipulate all sorts of things in regards to that relationship. Like, if you call the EMTs, then you consent to whatever they determine to give you. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-220-4155. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-220-4155. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now, 1-800-220-4155. 1-800-220-4155.
Hi, Ken. It's Judy again. I just wanted to call you back and let you know how thankful Mike and I are for your working with us. You know the Sun Oven we ordered from you on KenSolar.com? It cooks all of our food and then some. Plus, we just sold the old gas barbecue. Also, the solar-powered generator reduced our electric bill just like you said it would, and it's powering my whole studio right now. We don't have to worry about our food going bad or surviving the outages anymore, either of which is huge. Well, Ken, I'll cut this one short for now, and thanks again. Go, Ken Solar.
Get the best of both worlds. Solar power for your household essentials and a backup generator all in one. Perfect for hurricane seasons. No long gas lines, no fumes, and no noise. Lower your electric bill and be prepared year-round. Complete solar kits for under $1,200. See the complete solar power generator kit at KenSolar.com. Order your solar power generator from Ken's website at KenSolar.com.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowegisacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, "I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle." Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct a muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the Sacrowegi under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the Sacrowegi at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains.
Order your Sacrowegi now and get a free instructional DVD. Just call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Or visit Sacrowegi.com. That's Sacrowegi.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up whatever you want toll-free. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there for free. The Shrine of Female Listeners included, with dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. See what that's all about. Barry Cooper wants you to never get busted. Jim Lark was the chairman of the Libertarian Party. Ethan Nadelman, the founder of the Drug Policy Alliance. Peter Crist is a spokesman for law enforcement against prohibition. And Congressman Ron Paul has called for an end to federal drug raids. They all want to end the war on drugs, and they'll all be at the Liberty Forum. Where will you be? Register now at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum. And use the code 2008FTL if you want to save 10%. That's 2008FTL, all one word, to save 10% on the Liberty Forum. Looking forward to that. It's just weeks away in the very beginning of January. Going to be all kinds of liberty-oriented people there, and it is an amazing event. If you have yet to go, yet to attend, don't miss out this year. It's going to be exciting. All right, 800-259-9231. We go back to Matt in Illinois on the AMP line. Some final thoughts. And, Mark, you had a question because you were talking, Matt, about a situation with a paramedic that had been called to a, I guess, was it a heart attack?
Yeah, right. And as I pointed out, he was unconscious when the EMT got there. So somebody else had called the EMTs, not him.
Sure, and he then used I guess brought the person, resuscitated the person, and broke the rib cage or fractured a rib or something in the process,
right?
And then received a lawsuit from the man that he had whose life he had saved.
Correct. Right.
And what? How did that lawsuit turn out exactly?
I, to be perfectly honest with you, I really don't know. But to the best of my recollection, the lawsuit was either won by the paramedic or it was dismissed. One of the two.
That would make sense.
And just as a side note here, one of the things that I remember when I was considering becoming an EMT, which I never did, and this is one of the reasons why, there was a specific case that we were warned about, and this was the case of if you were, especially for males, and most EMTs were males back then, probably still are, but if you were to come upon the scene of an accident and a female was involved, they said that oftentimes or sometimes females will be concerned about their private areas and ask you to look to make sure that nothing was damaged down there. And they specifically warned you not to do that, not to look. This was one of the specific warnings that I remember getting when I was training.
Interesting.
And there are so many rules and things to follow in terms of legalities that really turned me off to becoming an EMT. I don't know how many other people that have thought about doing that line of work have considered that.
Well, I can tell you that it didn't check my consideration one way or the other. But as a lifeguard, which I did for a little while, if you were to walk past somebody who was having a heart attack or whatever, you had to administer CPR to them. You had to try to do something to save them if you were trained and certified to save them.
And that's the same with EMT.
I'm sure it is.
If you're, driving past the scene of an accident and no other police or ambulance have shown up yet, or even if the police are there, no ambulance is there yet, you are required to stop and see if assistance is needed. And if they discover that you drove past the scene of the accident, you could get in trouble.
Interesting.
At least in this state.
Yeah, I wonder how that would change with the advent of more marketization of those services and getting the government out of the world of EMTs and leaving it in the hands of private emergency responders and hospitals and the people that really can handle those things better. I mean, we've certainly seen that there are such private entities today. Right here in Keene, there's a private ambulance service that operates right alongside with the publicly funded.
Most towns, I would imagine.
And again, just to be clear, this is from 30 years ago. This is what I'm remembering from 30 years
ago. Yeah, if nothing else, it's probably more litigious today. Who knows what the rules are like now?
You're right, but I'm not exactly sure because it's been that long since I was even involved in it.
Right. So. Matt, thanks for the call. As always, appreciate it. 800-259-9231. So we have seen that private ambulance services do exist, and they do a better job. Fact, they just do a better job than the government services do. In fact, Julia, weren't you at a city council meeting where they were talking about privatizing the city's ambulance service?
Yes.
What was the cost involved? Weren't they just pouring money down a hole or something?
Yeah, it's $300,000 per year is what is lost in the city paying for ambulance services. And it's half private here.
And I received something from the local hospital recently that was talking about its charity wing, essentially. I don't remember exactly what it was called, but they do have such a thing. And so clearly the good folks over at the hospital are very interested in helping people who need help and that can't afford to have these surgeries done or whatever it is the procedures are that they're getting done. So obviously that would extend out into ambulance rides for the infirmed and the elderly and the shut-ins and, those people that can't afford it. I don't see how, anyone would have a problem with taking this out of the government's hands. It'd be done for less. It'd be done more affordably. It'd be done more efficiently as the market was demanding as opposed to arbitrary government decisions.
Well, I can see. I know why people would not want it. It would be the people that were in charge of the firefighters themselves because the firefighters do it currently in a lot of places. And if you didn't have them making these medical runs, then they just have to wait around for fires.
For fires, which don't happen too often.
Which don't happen too often, at which point people are like, why do we have a fire department again?
Right. Well, that was brought up in the city council meeting, and they had some specialist come in, who was supposed to be non-biased, but he totally was. And he basically said, well, we've looked into it, and we're just going to keep things the way they are.
Yeah, we don't like that.
Good.
The whole privatization. Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah. I don't even know who brought it up or how it got brought up in the first place, but they took care of that.
There you go. 1-800-259-9231. You bring up anything. Ziggy in the UK, across the pond. Ziggy.
Yeah, hi, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I'd like to ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
If a woman wears her hair short and wears trousers, what's wrong with a man wearing his hair long and wearing a skirt?
I haven't the slightest idea what would be wrong with it. I personally think that people should be able to dress in whatever way they want.
Yeah. There is a movement, this shouldn't be confused with transvestitism, called the Men's Fashion Freedom.
And it shouldn't be confused with transvestitism?
It shouldn't be confused, no.
Okay.
Transvestites try to pass themselves off as girls or sort of fancy girls. There is a bunch of us who sort of took our cue, say, from Braveheart and decided, yeah, you can be a bloke and wear a dress.
Well, but Braveheart, they're not wearing dresses, they're wearing kilts.
Yeah, well, you know, we like to bend the rules.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure that we were talking about the same thing.
So when you say like a bloke wearing a dress, you mean you'd wear like a mini skirt or something with really hairy legs underneath instead of taking, like where a transvestite might want to shave their legs in order to look more feminine?
Yeah,
we're just a guy in a dress.
We don't kid the world that we're not something we're not. You know, okay. we are men and we announce ourselves as men. And, I mean, I wear a caftan every day of my life now.
A what?
A caftan-style dress. I get them all custom-made.
Can you spell that? I'm having a hard time printing that word out.
I don't know what it is.
Caftan.
And what is it? Describe one.
K-A-F-T-A-N.
Describe one.
Well, it's basically a dress, but it's specially made so that it doesn't look girly, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, it's broad across the shoulders.
Yeah.
What's your girlfriend or wife think about that?
I haven't got a girlfriend at the moment.
Now, wait a minute. Is there a law against this over in the UK, or are you just saying that it should be more culturally acceptable?
I think it should be more culturally acceptable. I guess the nearest thing I could compare it to is the Goths, you know, who have sort of tried to push the fashion envelope.
Interesting. Fascinating. I have never heard of such a movement.
There is a website to visit. Can I find it?
Yeah.
Defiance-angel.com.
Defiance-angel.com. And the movement is called what again?
Men's Fashion Freedom.
Men's Fashion Freedom. I tell you what, you learn something new every night here on the show. And Ziggy, thanks for the call. Appreciate you chiming in on that. Fascinating stuff. Mark's going to the website right now.
So take
a look at this here in a few moments. 800-259-9231. You, as always, can bring up whatever's on your mind. More police state news on the way here as a newspaper reporter has been arrested for taking photos of a fire. We'll explain. Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by Savirest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to Savirest.com and buy a latex mattress today. Savirest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of. You cannot truly appreciate the beauty of a Silver Liberty dollar until you hold one in your hand. The way it catches the light, the heft of an ounce of silver, and the profile of Lady Liberty as she ponders a future bright with hope. That hope starts with the Liberty dollar. In just a few short years, over 20 million Liberty dollars are in circulation, with more than 100,000 people using the currency on a daily basis. Go to libertydollar.org. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty dollar and return America to value, $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR and visit libertydollar.org.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp, this God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powder, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. Bring up anything toll-free, 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are for free, so enjoy those on us. And if you want to help support the show, go shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So get your shopping done, whether it be holiday, gift buying, or just stuff you need for regular old life. Do it at amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you have more debt than you can pay? You don't have to file bankruptcy, and you can pay pennies on the dollar. And your credit doesn't have to take a hit. It's 100% legal and 100% ethical program that will show you how to get out of debt in 90 minutes. Go to outin90.com. That's outin90.com.
800-259-9231. By the way, we just got off the phone with Ziggy in the UK, introducing us to an interesting movement called the Men's Fashion Freedom Movement. The website he gave, either we misheard it or he gave it wrong, it was actually defiant-angel.com, not defiance-angel, but defiant-angel.
I've got another one here with pictures, which is even better.
What is it?
Men's Fashion Freedom .bravehost, kind of like Braveheart,
yeah.
bravehost.com. You can go to the store there and see some pictures.
Like men in the million skirt, the million skirted man march in New York City.
That's some good stuff. they don't look like women, I can tell you that. They look like guys in skirts.
That's amazing.
This one dude has calves like ham hocks. He looks like he used squat the front end of a VW bug.
Now, so far, I think it's important to point out that men, the website asks a question, I think, there's a little poll that says, should men have the freedom to do these things? Well, men do have the freedom to do these things, I think, unless these things are prohibited somewhere that I don't know about.
Well, I know that they're prohibited in school, because there was a kid who wore a dress once in school, and he got suspended.
It's a good point. But in regular life,
yeah.
Outside of, the government indoctrination camp.
There might be a certain amount of ostracism that goes with it, but
there may
you
be.
Can do it.
But as far as it being illegal, to my knowledge, nowhere in this country is it.
There is that group of people, there was actually a newspaper article about them in the Keene Sentinel. The guy who makes the kilts, and they sell for like $100 each in Virginia.
Expensive kilts out there, yeah.
And it's all about that.
You can pull off a kilt a heck of a lot easier than you could pull off this 10-inch miniskirt that they're out wearing.
But only because it's... Now, wait a minute, Mark. That's only because it's traditional.
Right.
It's kilt to go back, right?
Absolutely the reason.
I'm not interested in seeing a man in a miniskirt.
How about...
Their legs look nice in miniskirts, guys.
I think things get better if you use the legs sheer energy pantyhose, which they advertise here just below us.
Men's pantyhose.
It's probably the right sizes for men. I don't think legs has any policy that they only sell their sheer energy pantyhose to women.
So again, Ryan, as I was saying, you can get away with a kilt easier because it's got a history. You can just say, "Well, I'm Irish," or "I like kilts." But the newer, wearing a mini skirt or wearing a skirt or a dress or something like that, that's a little bit more new wave, and it's going to take a while for people to get used to seeing that sort of thing in public. And so, yeah, of course they should have that freedom. In the same way that women should have the freedom to bare their breasts in public. I think that's, another issue that's tangentially
that
related here.
That drives me nuts. And I don't even think I'm the kind of person who would do that because I'm comfortable with clothes. But... It drives me nuts. Sometimes it's really, really hot outside in the summertime, and it's just, I always thought that's not fair.
You're going to be out working in the yard or something like
that. Exactly. Why can't I take my shirt off?
I don't understand it. It is unfair. It's a double standard, and it's wrong.
It's totally, completely legal for me to wear the skimpiest bikini top ever. So
this is true.
Just, I guess, because my nipples would be showing,
right?
The whole ordeal. I mean,
it's the nipple thing. You could have Band-Aids over the little round ones over
my nipples,
your ninnies,
and
you'd be fine.
Well, you know, we just have to protect children from body parts. I mean,
nipples, those body parts.
You know,
there.
Children will never, never in their entire lives ever be exposed to the naked breasts of another woman. Come on, what is the mentality there?
I don't
know. What is it with people that are just so completely? frightened and afraid of having young people exposed to nudity. I just don't get it. In fact, I got an email today that's related to this. Billy emails in. He says, on one of your shows a long time back, you were defending the rights of teenagers to hang out around town nude and said everyone should get over it, that they were only doing it to get a rise out of people. Now, the story there was from actually a nearby town here.
Brattleboro, Vermont.
Right. But it's right across the border in Vermont where it is legal.
No, it's not.
Not anymore.
Didn't that expire? I thought that was a temporary law that expired.
Sorry.
They made it permanent?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's awful.
They did it over the... They just did it. Just did it.
Really? Okay, so that's breaking news then. Well, until this year, it was legal for people to be naked downtown Brattleboro, and, oh my goodness, we made it until 2007 without having many serious problems result, with the exception of some kids parading around naked, and mostly male kids?
Yes. There was a gentleman who was doing a sexualized, gyrating, gesticular dance in the park on Main Street, whom they arrested for, you know...
So you can be like, naked, but you can't dance naked.
He was pelvically thrusting towards people as they'd walk by and things, naked. And I suspect he was the straw that broke the proverbial camel's back.
Now, to me, that's
the problem with freedoms like this. Is some jackball's always going to come along and screw it up for everybody.
Well, now, hold on a second, Mark, because with private property, then the issue would be solved. So if it were the downtown association that owned all the streets and everything, they could certainly set whatever rules they wanted to. But because we have so-called public property, then we have this issue where some get to decide the rules for others. But even in a world of private property, of course it should be legal for someone to be on their own property and be completely naked. If you want to open up a storefront where you walk around naked in your store all day, then you should be able to do those things.
I concur with you.
If you want to stand out on your private property and thrust yourself, then, again, I think it says more, to me, it says more about the mentality of the people who get upset by actions like that than the actual people who are engaging in the actions.
I gotta tell you, if I saw a man naked downtown thrusting his pelvis, that would be funny to me. I'd probably point and laugh.
Well, exactly, and I think there'd be an ostracism factor there. Some might take photos or video and put it on, the newspaper or something like that. But he goes on with his question. Billy says, so we were talking about that issue of nudity in public, and he says, then, not so long ago, you spent most of your a part of your show ranting about teens dressing like whores, or hoes, rather. How is it dressing slutty is so much worse than prancing around naked? And don't you think the ones who dressed slutty would run around naked if it were legal? Well, first of all, according to what I understand from what goes on in Brattleboro, or went on in Brattleboro, no.
No.
They weren't. I'm but sure there are plenty
of... I think that's beside the point. What you were talking about was a preference issue. You prefer it that women and teens not dress in a slutty manner, but you wouldn't outlaw it. And that's...
That is correct. And also, I think that there's a difference between dressing provocatively and having no clothes on at all. I personally don't find anything sexy.
That's maybe why they sell lingerie, my friend.
Right. Maybe this is the way I was raised, or culture. You know, it's more cultural than anything else. Would love to hear your thoughts at 800-259-9231. But there's, in my opinion, and I'd love to hear what you guys think, too. In my opinion, there's nothing inherently sexual about nudity. I understand there are a lot of people that believe that nakedness is somehow sexual, but I can't agree. I think that certainly the idea of covering up very small amounts of oneself, making people think, well, what's underneath that, that's more of a sexually oriented kind of a behavior, in my opinion. How do you feel about that?
I guess. I don't. When I think naked person, I don't think sex necessarily. No, being naked can be sexual, but it just depends on the situation and suggestion. And
would you say it is more sexually suggestive to have a girl in a very tiny mini skirt with the, you know, a cherry logo on the back, you know, the way they sell these days? Yeah. What did Walmart, I think, just pulled some panties off of their shelves that said, what did it say?
Who needs credit cards when you have Santa?
Right. Well, I didn't see the Santa part. I just saw the who needs credit cards.
When
right
I was,
over the crotch.
When I was in Florida, I was working, not retail, but I was working, and some girl came in, and I asked what grade she was in, just because I was curious about her age, and I didn't want to just come out and ask her. Mm-hmm. She was 8, and she had a shirt on that said, "No money, no honey." And
wow.
I mean, a little girl, 8 years old, she doesn't even know what honey is.
Hopefully not.
Ford.
So yeah, Mark.
She was,
I mean,
with her mother too.
Do you see where I'm coming from on this? With the, you know, nudity not necessarily being sexual.
I would concur with you that most people nude is not sexual at all. It's disgusting.
What about those paintings like the
Rubens?
I don't know. There's all kinds of famous paintings with naked people on it. That's certainly not sexually arousing at all.
Yeah, that's a great point. And even though, I mean, Mark, I see what you're getting at, that if an attractive young lady, for instance, were walking down the street naked, that you might find that sexy. But again, that's in your head more so than anything else.
Well,
right?
I can tell you that in the nudist colonies, everybody has to pay except the young women.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I think they let, a lot of them will let just women in general. Some, you know, some will... try to encourage young women to come in with free things, that kind of thing.
Makes sense. 1-800-259-9231, but you're not supposed to stare when you're in the nudist colony, from what I understand. Hour 2 is on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Hi.